Well, Chris, nice to have you here in Ohio, an opportunity for you to update Ohio's pork producers on activities with the pork checkoff.
Great to be invited back. I've made it to the Ohio Pork Congress the last couple of years, and a great crowd of pork producers here appreciate the support that they give to the National Pork Checkoff. Their investment, a checkoff dollars, helps us carry out the programs that we think are making a difference for the industry.
Well, that was what I wanted to ask you about. You talked about all of the challenges and issues that are facing the pork industry right now, but yet your comment was that the checkoff is making a difference.
We are, and we're seeing that in terms of consumer demand. One of the things that I shared with the folks here tonight is we expect another year of record exports for the pork industry. We're seeing some strength in terms of our domestic marketing measures, how we're tracking our new Pork Be Inspired advertising campaign, and how that's reaching and being received by consumers who, when they've heard and seen our advertisements, are buying more pork than what they did. That's a positive signal that we're on the right track and we're doing the right things. All of that is good to know, and yet at the end of the day, obviously talked with the producers here about the bottom line when we're facing, what may be, again, near record high feed prices, losses in the pork industry because of those feed prices. There's a lot of challenges ahead for producers. We understand that and are going to continue to fight and work on their behalf.